Welcome to Bangor City's Audio Boom channel. I'm joined by Bangor City manager Andy Legg. Andy, not the best of starts tonight, but we got there in the end. Impressions of the game overall?
I thought we initially started the game very, very well. Thought we'd caved a few partings through the waves with Newtown's defence, and we got in one-on-ones and missed both of them. But we still got in there, played some good football. And to go down to 10 men, unrightly so, it was a stupid thing to do. I'm not too happy about things, but at the end of the day, it's happened. So you got to galvanise the team, and the team's galvanised themselves, and they've worked extremely hard for each other. The togetherness in the dressing room, the togetherness on the playing field was there for everybody to see, and I was so pleased with it.
Yeah, obviously it was also a blow to lose Damien Allen early on, but 10 men for the majority of the match there, I think you have to be pleased with the way the lads performed there.
Well, I mean, you know, if you look at our start, it's a tough start. Bala, Newtown, both finished in Europe the last couple of years, so to get two wins in succession here makes it really pleasing, and hopefully the fans will see that we're having a go. You know, we'll have a go again on Saturday against Aberystwyth, and you know, and hopefully we can progress again further.
Yeah, 3 wins out of 4. Better start than expected.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got to be honest. There's more points than what I expected in the bag. So everything's rosy at the moment. But listen, this team is still gelling, and we're going to be a little bit inconsistent. So there's going to be times where we don't quite gel. And we've just got to be patient with them. You know, we can't expect this type of football every game until probably a couple of months down the line, so we know each other. But there we go. You know, I'm chuffed. I'm happy.
Yeah. Also, a couple of the under-19 graduates making appearances towards the end there. Keen to sort of give the youngsters a chance as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always been like that. It was like that at Llanelli. I'll be like it at Bangor City as well. I'm not frightened to put the kids on. They're a good unit. They won the league last year. 6 of them have been training with us every time we've trained with the first team. I've seen great quality with them, so I've got no qualms in putting them on, and as you saw tonight, very good.
Yeah, and any thoughts ahead of Saturday's game, transfer deadline day, etc.?
We'll just concentrate on Saturday coming up, Aberystwyth home. They've got beat on the road tonight, so they'll be looking to bounce back. But we'll just have a body count tomorrow, see where we are on the fitness front, and then we'll address the game on Saturday, and hopefully, as we say, get on the right end of a good result.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, Andy. Cheers.